Sport on RTE Radio 1.
25 minutes to nine, and Pádraig Lodge is back to recap some fantastic success on the show jumping front for Ireland.
There was indeed, Angus, and great to be able to bring you that show jumping success story on Christmas week. Tom Watchman, who jumped a double clear round at the Aga Khan at the RDS this year, won the London International Grand Prix, a highly prestigious event. He was riding the 12-year-old gelding Do It Easy. Just five of the 34 starters made it into the jump-off, with Watchman posting a winning time of 32.59 seconds to take the top prize of €27,500. Tom is a great grandson of legendary horse trainer Vincent O'Brien. He's being trained by Keane O'Connor and has put on record his ambition to represent Ireland at the Olympic Games. Dennis Lynch had one fence down last night to finish in 10th place. Preparations are continuing at yards around the country for the start on Friday of the four-day racing festivals at Leopardstown and Limerick. As we mentioned earlier, parts of the chase track at Leopardstown are being watered at the moment. Kate McNamara is working alongside her father, Eric, at Rathkeel in County Limerick. She's been telling Eamon Horan about the tasks involved, and she gave an update on their Munster national winner.
French Dynamite, we purchased him there a few months ago, so we would have had the Munster National as the target. He ran in the Kerry National before that, but he would have needed the run. He was third and he was just a bit keen that day, so the next day when he ran the Munster National, we covered him up a bit, took our time, and he was ridden ideally that day. Paddy O'Brien gave him a great ride. So after the Kerry National, we'd have kind of laid off him a small bit because we knew he was plenty fit after that. He obviously needed the run. Every day, the likes of Dave Reardon, our travelling head lad, he would organise everything for the races. Most days, he would organise the colours for the horses. If a horse is wearing a hood, blinkers, cheek pieces, he organises all of that. Myself and Dad have been working full-time together probably for the last 3 years now at this stage, and we get on great, which is brilliant because otherwise it would be a complete disaster. But yeah, a lot goes into it and we're kind of just so used to it at this stage. Dad is useless on the likes of the phones or the computers, so that's where I come in. Admin-wise, there's so much admin to it now. Even with the horses, veterinary-wise, the likes of prescriptions and everything all to be written into a medical book. The likes of entries and declarations all have to be done. If a horse is wearing a hood or anything like that, for example, all of that has to be declared on race day as well. So a lot goes into it behind the scenes that people don't see.
While the rest of us are taking it easy over the festive period, what does Christmas look like for you?
Again, like that, we have great staff. They come in on Christmas morning. We probably have four or five lots on Christmas morning. Same with Christmas Eve, New Year's. There's no bank holidays in horses, to be honest. It's a 24/7 job, and Christmas morning it will be all systems go. We'll ride out all the horses, especially the ones that are going to be running over the 4 days in Limerick and Leopardstown. They'll all have to be ridden out, and like that, entries and decks will have to be done every day. It's going to be busy. We love it, yeah, and we've a great team of lads. The lads are excellent. We're all like family here, and we wouldn't have such a kind of successful yard and such a successful year only for the lads. So it is great. We can't complain.
Yeah, that's Kate McNamara there. You've got tired listening to all the work that's facing them in the coming days. Striker Alexander Isak has undergone surgery after suffering a leg fracture and damage to his ankle in Liverpool's win over Spurs on Saturday. No official word on when he might return, but there seems to be some hope that he might be able to play again before the end of the season. Mo Salah snatched a stoppage time winner as Egypt came from behind to beat Zimbabwe 2-1 at the Africa Cup of Nations. Egypt's captain was starting his first game after four successive matches on the bench at Liverpool. A Raul Jimenez penalty set Fulham up for a 1-0 victory over Nottingham Forest in the Premier League. Jimenez has now taken 11 penalties for Fulham and he's scored all 11. Leinster back Kieran Frawley looks set to join Connacht next season, although there's no official confirmation of the move yet. The 28-year-old utility player has spent 9 years at the province, and it's widely reported that he'll be moving west to link up with his former coach at Leinster, Stuart Lancaster. Leinster senior coach Jack Nienaber was asked about the move yesterday.
I don't think anything is official yet, so I'm not sure. Why I say that is, that is not my responsibility. My only input is, listen, from a rugby point of view, what's their form on the field? Yes, he's a great guy, and I say there's always good crack around him. So from a team point of view, he's a great team guy. And there's always a smile on his face and always a laugh, you know. And then if you look at Kieran on the field, I mean, he's a very talented rugby player and good at what he does. So Connacht will get a guy that's a great team guy and a very competent rugby player.
The BBC is reporting that the England cricket authorities are to investigate reports that players have been drinking excessively on what's turning out to be a calamitous Ashes series in Australia. Director of cricket Rob Key is quoted as saying players drinking for 6 days solid is unacceptable, and he committed to try to establish what's been going on. After his knockout defeat to Anthony Joshua last Friday, Jake Paul has posted a picture of himself surrounded by bundles of $100 notes and a variety of weapons. The YouTube celebrity is thought to have earned more than €42 million, but it came at a physical cost as Paul has had to have two titanium plates fitted and teeth removed after the former world heavyweight champion broke his jaw in two places. Daryl Gurney, Willie O'Connor and Josh Rock will all be in action today at the PDC World Darts Championship. Last night, 71-year-old Paul Lim made his exit, losing 3-0 to Luke Humphreys, while James Wade became the highest seed to be knocked out as he went down 3-2 to Ricky Evans. And finally, former Kerry hurler Shane Brick has joined the county management team for next season. The Kilmoyley native will be part of manager John Tweak Griffin's backroom team, and the Kingdom have early season fixtures to look forward to in the new year against Waterford and Tipperary.
Thanks, Porrick. It's now 18 minutes to 9.